Let's try to this next video. Yid Aleph made base through Yid base on a base. The Gedarim of Rishus HaYochid. But the way we get into the Suya is by beginning with the Mishnah on Yid Aleph made base, which, as we Tosfos pointed out, is really the beginning of the Masechta. Hechsher Mogoy Beis Shamay Am Lachi Vekara. So right now we're saying that there's a mavoi, and there's an iser tiltol b'seicha mavoi, and the way to be machshir, to be metaltel in this mavoi, is to put up some kind of tikkun, right? And the Gemara is assuming it's the hechsher. Of any mavi, even a mavi mefulash. So beis shamayim melechi v'kayver beis halemim melechi yaykayver. Eliezer mayim melechayayin. Shem yishmol omer tamad echad nevi bikiv lenechad shem yisil la mavi shem pochayis miarba amayis. Shunita oy melechi oy v'kayver. Al manechlako al arachu miarba amayis v'edeser beis shamayim melechi v'kayver beis halemim melechi yaykayver. Omer bikiv al zevo zanechad. So machlekes tanoim. Whether there's any distinction to be made, Lagavi this din, between a small mavoi that's narrower than arba amos. So Gemara says, Kema deleke chananya veleke tana kama, that this tana of this Mishnah is not in accordance with the tanom that were quoted in the Brayis and Afav. The Gemara says, No, there's not a mavoi sasa. Hechsher mavi sasum keitzit. Oh, so now it's a mavi sasum. So that means a mavi that's closed on three sides. So Gemara says, Beis shamay oy melechi v'koyimer, Beis halay oy lechi yoykoyimer. All right, the pashas would seem to be that it was Rishus HaYochid, and Chazal made an iser tiltul, and then Chazal, because of Chulkid the Yerin, and then Chazal had made a tikkun as machlegis b'shamay silal. What is the nature of the tikkun that Chazal made? That would be the pashtus. So Gemara says, no, that's not the riddle of pshat. Beisham yom lech yekayra lemeimra, dekosamer beisham me'ama mechitzas dey raisa. So the Gemara says, does that mean to say that we're on the dey raisa level over here? Not in the Rabbana. That hechsher mavi mefulosh means how you misakin, how are we going to turn the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid? We already know from Daf Vav there's no such thing as a Tikkun Erevin in the Rishus HaRabim. If Rishus HaRabim will only be successful, if Rishus HaRabim will only be mutter to carry in this area, if it's Mugdar as Rishus HaYochid. So you have to change the entire nature of the place if it's going to be mutter to be Metalto. So Lemeimra, if Beishamai says that you require Lechi V'Koyrem, that really means that Beis Shammai holds Abba Mechitzes De'Raisa, that a Rishos HaYachid has to be bounded in all four sides. And versus law, that's correct. Lizrak Misholesh Huda Mechayim. And Litaltal De'Iga Arba. So Rashi explains to us, Halacha L'Moshe Misina Hiv Mechitzes De'Botzir Midalad Mechitzes Loi Habe Rishos HaYachid Mishuhachi Boi Lechi v'koyre to the having mechitza me'al yisa. So the Gemara says the Gemara says Rashi is pointing out that we really, this is an important nakuda that we'll come back to, is that the numbers of mechitzas are going to be aloch lefrisin. We're not going to find a makor other than the makor that's in the Gemara in the Brises, similar to lechi v'koyre. So we're going to have to, we're trying to figure out what was the Mesoira of Rishus HaYochid. What was the Mesoira of Lechi HaKayr? So the Gemara says, Lememer, this means to say, if you're going to tell me that Beis Shammai requires an Amovi Sosam, a Lechi HaKayr, so Lememer, that must mean, now we're trying to reconstruct the Mesoira in accordance with Beis Shammai, that Allah Almighty may see now he even mechitzes the batzir midal and mechitz lo yavi shul yachid, mishemachi by lechi bekoyd having mechitzim al yisa. So the Rashi is explaining to us that we're learning. We learn this lemeimer is three nekudas. Nekuda number one is that Beis Shammah requires four mechitzas. Nekuda number two is that a lechi and a kaira is a mechitza deraisa. And nekuda number three is that lechi and a kaira is a mechitza maliyasa, as opposed to something less than a lechi and a kaira together, maybe a lechi or a kaira, which would not be mechitza maliyasa. So the meimra, this means to say, the kasare beishamai, ara mechitza deraisa, ara mechitza maliyasa, and lechi and kaira is a mechitza b'nei raisa. And we're going to have to assume that a lechi, that we have another chiddush over here, that the fourth wall need not be a mechitza on this, of the same kind as the other three walls. It's also a chiddush. And all of us are going to be we see nice, the Gemara says no, that is an incorrect conclusion. Trying to reconstruct the Mesorah, that's not the way it should be constructed. Loi, Lizroi, Mishole, Shulim, Mechayiv. Letaltel, Adika, Arba, Sirashi explains, Lizroi, Mishole, Siram, Lesoichim, Mishole, Shulim, Mechayiv. Vishloish, Mechitzes, Deiraisa. Vishavi, Mishole, Sayochim. In other words, if you want to reconstruct the Mesorah, so you have to look at the din of being Zorik from Mishole, Siram into Mishole, Sayochim. Apparently for that din, their Chazal did not impose any new halachas. Right? It should be a non-ADD test. If you can learn for X number of minutes, and the motion sensor goes out, this is Sevint Baruch Hashem. It's a new, okay. What was that? So now, what did we just say? Right, that apparently Chazal understood that there was an understanding, there was a mystery. Chazal did not increase the requirements from Avadin De Raisa, from Oitsa, Mirushu Sarab, Mirzrika. So that's going to be the Gemara is saying, that's going to be how are you going to measure the din de raisa of how are you going to reconstruct the din de raisa of Rishuyas? So look at all the different times when the Torah Aser is Zerika. Yeah, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying right now. That's according to Rashi. But when it comes to Tiltul B'Soichai, so there we know that Chazal Medinim. You know, Shlomo Melech made a din from Mishus Hayochid to Mishus Hayochid. You know, Chazal made a din from Tiltul Bishus Harabim in a Mokum Chaluk the Urim. And we said before, isn't that entirely correct? Because it was din of Carmelis. There is an Isu Zerika Mishus Harabim to a Carmelis and Mishus Hayochid to a Carmelis. Apparently, Chazal understood that this was not, we're not discussing a Carmelism. So that's what Gemara says, that your lemeimer is not correct. Because we're talking in this Sugi Hechsher Mavi, it's not the Hechsher of Zerika Mirishus Lirishus, but the Heter of Tiltul B'Soich Rishus. So that's a Dinder Abana. So now what we should conclude is midin de raisa Beis Shammah requires three mechitzas, and midin rabbanan they require a tikkun on the fourth side, and the Gemara is going to discuss what the nature of the tikkunim are, and now we're going to have to assume that Beis Shammah requires both a mechitza and a heker, a mechitza non malyasa, a lechi and a kaira. I guess you could say that Beis Shammah requires at the Rabbanon, take a double mechitza, like a double door, maybe. Now, Beis Hillel says, but the Chayra, if you have two requirements, they supply different things to the situation. Because if you just needed a double door, so then Beis Shammish they have two lechayayim. But lechi and akaira are accomplishing the same thing, so then two lechayayim should be adequate. Elamai, it must be that lechi and akaira supply different things. Akaira supplies heker, and the lechi supplies the notion of being closed in a machitza, some kind of thing that gives the image of a door. Mara says, "Lemeimra kasavir beisilel." Sorry, lemeimra beisilel oyim oy lechi oy kair. Leimu kasavir beisilel sholish mechitz deiraisa and. On the fourth side, I would require a lechi or a kaira. All right. So now, apparently, the Gemara is like this: that if, according to Beis Shammai, we're required a lechi and a kaira, there's a reasonable habamina that a lechi plus kaira would be a machitza deiraisa. So the Gemara dismisses and says no. Even a lechi plus a kaira. But apparently, if you have a lechi or a kaira, there's no habamina that this should be mechitza deiraisa. So the Gemara says, so we should assume that we require three mechitzas deiraisa. And the fourth is the rabbanan. Or one could say, the pshat of the Gemara is that now that we were at Doichen, we said that a lechi plus a kaira is a mechitza drabonon, so now that would lead us to conclude that a lechi or a kaira could only be a drabonon, right? So might be that this is built on the previous line. That would probably be the easier way to understand. So we should conclude that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree as to what is a mechitza yachid has to be bounded in all three sides. No, you need not conclude that. You could conclude Lizroik Mishtaibu de Mechayev and Litalkala de Ikosholoish. It's possible to say that Beis Hillel requires only two walls of a Raisa, and in the Rabbanon they require a third real wall plus a Tikkun. What is the difference between a three-walled area and a two-walled area?
In terms of construction?
In terms of levelness. In terms of being magnified spot.
Whether it's a throughway.
Well, two walls could be a corner also. But you're saying minimal. You're saying minimal, it's, right? A three-walled area certainly provides either a degree of privacy, a huge degree of privacy, or it provides some sense of being closed in. That's not a good way to say it. A three-walled area certainly provides a new form of ishtamshus. There are things that you'll do in a three-walled area that you would not do if there wouldn't be three walls there. So whether you call it privacy, you call it that a person has a sense of their own space, or whether you call it that there's a certain degree of protection of the cable they use there. But a three-walled area enhances and addresses the area that is within it. a two-walled area constricts the public in the area, but l'chora doesn't provide with a new form of ishtamshus. In other words, would a person do something different on 185th than they would do on in Times Square, given similar traffic patterns, given similar numbers, similar access to people, just in the way the mechitzas are structured? Right, when a person, again, if you have the same numbers, if your Times Square is different because there's more people, but if you take, let's say Kikar Shabbat, as opposed to one of the streets down Rehov Strauss, Rehov Yechezkel. So would a person function any differently in Rehov Yechezkel than a Kikar Shabbat? So let's say, assume not. Would a person function differently in the plaza near Eishet Torah than they would during one of the streets of the old city, given similar numbers of people, its structure in of itself? But it certainly restricts the flow. It doesn't allow the rabbim the same kind of mobility and access and freedom of movement. So the chare, that's the different ways of being magdir. What is the nature of Shusay Yochid? So the nature of Shusay Yochid, that it is distinguished from Shusay Rabim, because the flow of the Rabim is, because the movement of the Rabim is impacted. In other words, the purpose of the mechitzas in Shusay Yochid, if you only require two, is to be mafkia the Shem Rishusir Rabim. In logical terms, that would be that it would restrict the access that the Rabim have. Rishusir Rabim is defined as an area which is fully accessible to the public, and Rishusir Yochid is defined as an area where the public access is somewhat restricted. It's not, in other words, it's the purpose of two mechitzas is to say this is not a Rishus HaRabim, rather than positively defining a Rishus HaYochid. Mashen HaKein, I would suggest, if you require three walls, then you're defining a Rishus HaYochid in a new way, that's old way. You're being Mechel Shem Rishus HaYochid. Because now you're providing greater, the purpose of the mechitzas is to provide a different kind of ishtamshus. We saw this already, this concept already, right? We saw it in the context of Pas. Why is it that Rishus HaYochid requires Pas Arba when it's Nifras L'Ramim and Amomi requires the Koyer Alech? So we saw in the Rishayim already, in the Rashba, that the purpose of a Mechitza in the Rishus HaYochid is to provide a new kind of a Hishtamshus of the area. They provide a sense of privacy. So therefore, if you have a piritza, you have to complete it with a pas dalet, because that is the nature of mechitza Rishusay Yochid. Mashen HaKein Amovoi, the purpose of Amovoi is primarily to direct the traffic from the chotzer to the Rishusay Rabim, to provide access. And Amovoi Mufulish might be from Rishusay Rabim to Rishusay Rabim. So therefore, the nature of the mechitza required in the Mavi is a much lesser kind. There was, one should know there's a mechitza there. So all we're doing now over here is taking this a step further to say that once we've understood from the Rishonim in the context of Rishus HaRabim that the mechitzas are there to provide a new kind of purpose and use. So now we say, well, that, and we apply it over here, so that would fit very well into the Raisa Dika definition of Rishusay Yochid according to Beishama. And that's what this Suya delivers to us. The definition of a Rishusay Yochid According to Beis Shammim, the Rais is three walls, and according to Beis Hillel is two walls. The Rais is like a definition. What's the Rishus HaYochid? And the additional idea that, and therefore, Zirika Lesoich in an area abandoned this way for Rishus HaRabim would be an Issa de Rais, Rechiv de Rais. Now there's a further step, and that is we know that Chazam and Issa there are bottom of Tiltul. We call it Chaluki the Yuri of Tiltul and Rishus HaYochid, which has many of the features of Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal said it's also that's some kind of tikkun. What's the nature of the tikkun? So according to the maskon of the sugya, the nature of the tikkun is twofold according to everybody. According to Beis Hillel, it has to put up some kind of a wall. And a fourth tikkun of koira or and according to Beis Shammai, the tikkun is also a twofold tikkun, but it's in the same spot of Korah Belechi. All right. Let's look at the Rashba first. Until finding my Rashba, so.
I hope this Rashba that I have is the same as the critical Rashba. Let's see. We'll find out now.
Okay, Girsas Hasvarim Shalonu. Leima Kasamre Beishama Aram Chitz De Raisa Loi Lizroik Misholish Utum Chai Vatatel Adika Arba Beisil Aram Lechi Akaira Leima Kasar Beisilel Sholish Machitz De Raisa Loi Lizroik Mishtai Vatatel Vatatel Adika Sholish Ula Zvigir Sazu Lizro Kainu De Raisa Vatatel Adika Rabbana. That's the Rashi's Shita. Was Lizroik is the code word for De Raisa. Latalta is the code word for the Rabban. But the Rabban took it upgraded then. Venera li perusha de ha hachin. Menektoni beishamai oimim lechi mekoira. Veloisagile bechad minayu. Olma lav mishum hekeru el mishum mechitza. The Olma arba mechitza de raisa. The Amrit sholoishim kain bervias lizgele belechi mekoira lekeira. Im kein bervias lizgele velech ikor mekeru min adrina leve shama shos mechidus de mede raisa vazarek mi teichon lishus rabbi vishrab le teichon chayev el mir rabbi nech mirolov shilo le taltel afilu bis tzaycha adiika arba mechidus gmuris. Rashba says that everything's the same as Rashi. Everything is that thing that we learned. What was the Rashba Moisif? Omo lav mishum hekeru el mishum mechitz. Right? So the Gemara, what the Rashba is saying, heke that lechi and koira together is din of mechitza. That's why it doesn't have the din of a tikkun. A lechi or a koira is tikkun. A lechi and a koira is mechitza. If it's mechitza, l'chayr is a din de raisa that requires it. So the Gemara concludes by saying that in the Amen we thought that a mechitza means this is a din de raisa. So now the maskana is no, you can have mechitza drabanan as well. Right? But that's what the Rashbam is moisif to what we learned until now. He's saying lechi plus kaira equals mechitza. The only question the Gemara was, is it shayach that Chazal would make a din that would require the upgrading of a mechitza? The Hodar boy, Lebeis Hillel, the Amri bedoifin revius lechi oikar the kevin the mishum heker bechad sagi kevin mishum heker bechad sagi im kein shamat minog the shosh mechidz in the rice the kevin li shomri lechi oikar el bedoifin revius levad oma shosh vini rice the ilay filu bishlishi liz gelei belechi oikar bechad the kosher the rabbanon beker lechi oikar sagi the base hillel. Umahadalay bidei raisa ulachayim besazoyrek afilu b'shtayim achayim avol etaltel asir rabbona adiiko sholish gemurais v'loy tiru lechi yekoyr elheker ele bervias bilvad. So even though lechi yekoyr functions within the raisa, so the Gemara says a lechi in the kara can only function on a rabbanitika level. So Beis Hillel says I require two kinds of tikkunim: a mechitza, which would be a mechitza midirais if we would need it. In this case, it's rabbanon, and a lechi in the kara, which is a rabbinic convention to begin. According to Beis Hillel, a lechi and a kara, since I don't know what came first, but you have a Lashitosa. You have a consistent position. According to Rashba, Beis Hillel does not put Lechi and Kari together, but the Lechi and Kari separately is a Hekeri. According to Beis Shammai, Lechi and Kari are placed together, and Lechi and Kari together make a Mechitza. Ulehodin girsim mistabra de dachi ba almu de kodochi le lemema de ein mishumho de ein mishumho li iria elami ukusha de mil sahachin da signal of base hal lila el shosh machid de rice. It comes the Rajbon says that the pshat in the shakl of the tarye is you can't conclude. The Gemara wanted to reconstruct the din of mechitza halacha la meishu misinai. So the Gemara said, well, if it begins the beginning of the svara of the deduction is a lechi alone and a kaira alone can be a din derabbanan. A lechi and a kaira together must be a din deiraisa. Right? Why a lechi and a kaira together must be mechitza deiraisa? So the Gemara says that means that Beis Shammai requires four mechitzas. And according to Beis Hillel, three mechitzas, right? So now the Gemara, so we said, that's not what it means. The Rashba said what the Gemara is doing now is saying you can't reconstruct the halacha l'mish b'Sinai based on these diyukim. That's all the Gemara is saying. Why should you conclude that? It's a techuya. Elamiyu kush the mil sahachay. But that's not the upshot of the sugya. That's not the halacha. That's not ladina. The signal of a silo sholish mechitzas deiraisa. The lekum and the omar shen mechitzas deiraisa li Rabbi Yehuda bilvad. Right? Because all the way back in Daf Vav, we discussed Movi Mefulash, and we said that there are two houses on two sides of the street, and therefore it has a din of Rishus HaYochid, and the requirement of, and therefore we didn't have to be limited by the din of Yerushalayim, that only Dolsois, Neulois, Velayla are going to make it into Rishus HaYochid. But it was not a Rishus HaYochid to begin with because there were houses on two sides. Right, so the Gemara said, well, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rashba says, if that was the halacha according to Beis Hillel, that would have been much more impressive. The Gemara would have said, enough above, this rice of Mohim Mefulosh, the day rice is a Beis Hillel that did. So Beis Hillel is the fact that the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda means that it's not Beis Hillel's day. Right? It's a strong kash, the Rashba said. Why didn't the Gemara in Daf Vav identify that rice as Beis Hillel? Why do you identify it as Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashba says it must be, there's a dichi b'alma. El Rabbi Yehuda b'lbad, the Omar, mi sheyesh lo shnei botim, mi shnei sidei, mi shnei ram, mi shnei lechi mikan, mi lechi mikan. Ve noi sei, ve noi sei, mi emtza, ve kula me ro, nemi le kamon, hochin, isu le shosh b'chitz, mi aminen, bide ei reisa. Right, so now we have a machloikis, we show you, based on your soys, well, maybe not, based on how they're in Pshat Nesugya, whether a Rishus HaYochid requires two mechitzas or three mechitzas. Right? That Yosedis Tegedin that we described a few moments ago, how to define a Rishus HaYochid, so that that's going to become, according to the first Mahalach, it's a Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but according to Rashba's Mahalach, it's a Machlokes between Beis Hillel and Rav Yehuda. Right? What's the get of Rishus HaYochid? Right there? That's why when we quoted the Rashba before, but past, so that was consistent with the Rashba's Shita that a Rishus HaYochid is a three-walled mechitza, a three-walled area. Rebbeinu Chanan Elzal Loi Goras Lizrek Mishtayim Echayim Elo Mishtayim Oser V'chein B'Lebei Shammai Lizrek Misholish Oser U'Pireish Lebei Shammai Afagav Deini Mechitza Gemur Menei Reis L'Taltal Bo Adi Ika Arba Lizrek Kimi Yohavi Mechitza Menei Rabbonon V'Oser Lizrek Mimeno L'Shuser Rabbi M'Shuser Rabbi L'Seicha adding into what we said so far. What was that?
That it applies to Beis Shammai as well.
Apply what?
The fact that we reject the end.
I forgot the eight. Everything's correct. But what is the point? Right? Afogav de'ena mechitza gemur b'nei reis l'taltal ba ad de'ika arba lizroik miyohavya mechitza mine rabbonon v'osa lizroik yimeno shesir rabbim v'shram l'seicha. No? Right. Right. In other words, again, in trying to reconstruct what's halacha l'osh v'sinai. So our Gemara understands that Chazal were made takonis l'gavei tilta. That's what we know. That's what we've been saying until now. Rabbi Chanan learned punk for carrot. He learned if you want to reconstruct the din deiraisa halacha l'mishum Sinai, you have to look at the din of tilta. But l'gavei zrika, so then Chazal did impose isurim. Levei shame afagav de'ena mechitza gemur min e'rais l'taltol bo ad de'iko arba lizroik mi avi mechitza min rabbonon ve'osu lizroik mi meno l'vishus harabim l'vishus harabim l'seicha.
At
Lezroi kmi yavi mechitim rabbana. But also, there's a green medal, Shri Rabbi, Shri Rabbi Seifa. Ula, but you still, how would I support Rechanano? Because that was the initial din, the way Carmelis is presented. Ula beisilil eina mechitza gemura letaltel. Umenei raisa adika sholosh. And then Chazal made another din that if I only have two, it's osir for me to do tiltul b'soich. It's osir for me to be zayrek l'soich. That's an isid rabbonim. So according to Rabbi Chanano, Beis Shammai requires three walls within the Raisa, and the Beis Sil only requires two walls. Beis Shammai requires four walls, and Beis Sil requires three walls within the Raisa. In other words, that according to Rabbi Chanano, everybody holds that the concept of Rishus HaYochen is to provide a new kind of Rishus, a new kind of Rishtamshus. And then Chazal or more machmir legave Zerika. Legave Zerika, so they made a Rishus, they made an area that's not a Rishus Rabbi, not private, and not a Mokim Ptur, it's a Rishus Yav. But again, the upshot is that according to the Rajba, they still holds that a Mechitzim, that the Rishus Yav and a Rice is good for three sides. Right? And according to the Rabbi Chanano, they still requires three sides in a Raisa, and according to the first Girsa, they still requires two sides in a Raisa, and the Rajba agrees the halacha with Rabbi Chanano's Girsa. Why is that? Because the Rajba holds is only a dichoy. So the Mela we really hold is you can't prove in this Gemara anything. But we really do hold that Beis Shammai holds three walls are required for Rishus HaYochid. And Beis Shammai holds that you need four walls for Rishus HaYochid. Right? We are madcha that you can't prove it. But the Mela means, according to Rajba, the Mela means we know this to be true from Allah and Shem Sinai. This is our Masorah. Now we have a way of proving it. No way of proving it. So that's so Rabbi Chananel's din, the God which is still the same as the Rajbaz. It's just that the Rabbi Chananel then snaked it into the sugya. The Rajbaz did. That's why the last line of this Rajbaz is V'inya Nochem. The Rabbi Chananel is correct. Elishay Losh Nagamor Mizyashid Be'etah Kokach. But it doesn't fit into the Gemara as well, because he never had the gears. So again, Ayyotze Mizeh, what have we said so far? Right, what have we said so far? The Gabe the Alochis of how many walls are required for Mishuyos. So we're going to have on one side the Rajva and the Rechananel is going to require four walls according to Mishami, three walls according to Mishilo. Correct? Within the Rice. According to the easiest way to read the sugi the way we have it, the Rashi, is that Beis Shammai is going to require Beis Shammai will require three walls, and Beis Hillel will require two walls. Next, Legave mechitza, what have we learned? So, when it comes to alechi and akoira, so we Barshba insists that if you require alechi and akoira together, so that's going to be a mechitza and a In the Havim, meaning that was going to be Mechitza Deiraisa. In the Maskona, it's an excellent Mechitza Deirabona. Right? And according to Beis Hillel, Chazal did not impose Mechitza plus Kaira. They were not imposing, perhaps you could say, they were not imposing a din of putting a Mechitza. But somehow they thought that a lechi plus a kaira has certain features of a mechitza deiraisa. And it's a mechitza ma'al yisamad rabban. Okay, look at the ritva. Leave it with Tavri. Leave it with Tavri, Meishamai, Abra Mechitza, Deiraisam. Pirish, the East, Tavira, Luhu, Shalish, Mechitza, Deiraisam, Lomo, Ilechi, Bekari, Rokhi, Beyiz, Havadne, Mishum, Ekeira, Dirabonin, Belechi, Oy, Bekari. Again, East Viralan, Shlosh Machid Day Raisa, Lomali Lechi Vic Kair Rahvias, Alvadi Mishumikair Grabon Lechi and Kerasagi, and Lavadi Lechi Vikar Mishumachid Day Raisa, Majvila, like we explained, Jim Timer, we tell the Machid Day Raisa. Hey, so you Machid Rahvias, Lechi Vikar, and it is to tell you to do it then, because Sammy Misham in the Raisa boy shows Shom Dal Machidas, or Shame Dal Machidas, shows Machidas words. וכל ישראל בשוש מחית זכאי וחום ועשו לטלת על עד איקה ברוך ומייס הקר גומר ולכי אוי קורא לעדי הקר גומר right, it doesn't call it a מחיצה the Rashbam calls it right, the Rashba calls it he calls it a הקר גומר a לכי אני קורא it's like a sledgehammer requirement to remind you. Hana Rabina Leimuk a Savri Beisilel Sholosh Mechitza Deiraisa. Pirish. V'loi Sagi B'shtei Mechitza, V'loi Zuka Negazu, V'loi Kimin Gamda Irgon. V'loi Shoro V'lech Yeikara Ela Baruch Rabiyas. V'i Ruach Rabiyas Shlishis Dirabonan right, the E Ruch Shlishes the Rabbanon, Lizgele Velechi Oy Kaira, Oy Velechi Vekara Mishumakaira, Kedabim Ruch Revias. Vedachin in the Loilam Emelachos Stei, what should it be? Stei Mechitzes Dei Raisa, Umechaye Vayazere, Amal Rabbanon, also Tatal Ad the Ego Shosh Mechitzes Shalemois. Velechi Oy Kaira, Ruch Revias, Le Kaira, Mishumblay Mirchselu Inchei, Rishus HaYachid, in Ein Shomei Keira Av Ruach Revias. Mishom Delay Mechzei Lein Shei Rishus HaYachid, in Ein Shomei Keira Av Ruach Revias. But Meikir Adin, the Ritva takes the first position, the Rashba, that once you have two mechitzas, that would be a mechitza d'oraisa, as we've been learning. What's the nekudas ha-machlaikis in the Rashba and the Ritva? In the nekudas ha-machlaikis. The Rashba and the Ritva are arguing as to whether Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree one of the Nekudas HaMachlaikis. What are there, maybe two Nekudas HaMachlaikis, and Rashba and Ritva?
How did we pass on that the other day?
Correct. In other words, when you went Pshat in the Gemara, and how are you passing? Beis Hillel, according to Rashba, is going to require three mechitzas, and according to Ritva, is going to require two mechitzas. Mm-hmm. Right? That's one issue.
Can we extend it to Beis Shammai as well?
We'll never have a litmus test to find if we're right. So.
And the second Nekudas HaMachlokes would be, what do you view Lechi Bekor?
I'm sorry?
And the second one would be, what do you view Lechi Bekor as a mechitza or as a...
Right, excellent. The Lechi plus Kor mechitza malayisot, or is it a Hekera malayisot? So it would seem that the Rashba is saying a huge finish over here. Apparently, what the Rashba apparently is saying is that a mechitza de'iraisa is defined as having two characters, two characteristics. A heker characteristic and a barrier characteristic. So Rashba is saying apparently that the din d'iraisa mechitza has these two aspects to it. But the Rabbanan, we reconstruct a lechi and a kaira, and we do it together so each one resembles one aspect of what a mechitza is supposed to be like. Alright? So that's the chilshef. So when we get tomorrow, when we want to yud base, and when Alpha base, to see, here's a chilish. According to Rashba, those are defining characteristics of mechitza d'oraisa as well. And Rashba says that a mechitza d'oraisa is to be a mechitza, to be dalet tzvachim, and that's to be yud ten tzvachim high, and has to relate to a space of dalet tzvachim. And that's what defines a mechitza. And according to Rashba, that defines, when we say we require mechitza, it's because a mechitza is supposed to have both a certain amount of physical substance as well as every clearly recognizable place. That's part of, in other words, the Rashba would say, Moshel, in the context of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which is bounded by Mechitza, is the Mechitzas don't create a new form of Ishtamshos, so it's not a Mechitza. So there has to be some kind of hacker. I can't think of enough Kamina now. Right? Right now, again, and the machlokes between Rashi and the Rashba and the Ritva is according to Beis Hildor required two mechitza, three mechitzas. Right, so that is a machlokes in the Geder of Rosh Hashanah Yochid.
And whether Rabbi Yehuda is his own, is a third sheet, or a Silva sheet. Okay, good.